According to a report on the state politics blog Capital Facts, the governor's office has sent a contingency preparation form to state agencies. It asks questions like how many temp workers would be hired and what major services will be consciously discontinued if a strike lasts 2 weeks or four. Rauner's spokesman ignored repeated inquiries about the origin of the leaked document. Instead, he only said that we continue to negotiate in good faith. I'd recently asked the governor if state employees
should they be concerned that that could come to a head, layoffs or a strike?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully not. We're going to negotiate in good faith. We've got to make some big changes. Changes are hard, and there's going to be a lot of resistance to change.
Rauner went on to say he wants to be able to pay employees more based on productivity, not just seniority.
So we're going to have some tough discussions, but I want everybody who works in government to have a great career. I want to be well compensated. I want them to have a great retirement, but we need a system that's affordable and also incentivizes everybody to save taxpayer money because the tax burden on our citizens is too high already.
AFSCME's spokesman says there's never been a strike in the 40 years Illinois has had collective bargaining, but he says after 6 months of contract negotiations, the two sides remain far apart. The union spokesman went on to call the contingency preparation form a troubling sign that Rauner's pushing for a confrontation that would disrupt important state services. Collective bargaining talks are done in secret, and it's typical for both sides to stay mum about their progress. AFSCME's current contract ends June 30th, at the end of Illinois' fiscal year. The State Journal Register newspaper earlier this month reported that the Rauner administration is asking AFSCME members to accept a freeze on wages, reduced vacation time, and to pay more for health insurance. The article cited an AFSCME bulletin it had obtained that read, "The governor's negotiators' lengthy list of proposals amount to a, quote, massive assault on the standard of living of every state employee." About 38,000 state employees are AFSCME members. The prospect of their striking under a Rauner administration is something he himself brought up while campaigning. It's one of the many reasons unions fought hard against his election. In a video from a March 2013 Cumberland County Lincoln Day event, a Republican audience applauded the notion.
I may have to take a strike and shut down the government for a few weeks and kind of renew everybody's contract. That's a possibility. I don't know any politicians would be willing to do that. I won't be happy doing it, but I will do it proudly because it's the right thing to do.
It's hard to hear, I know, but he says he would do it proudly because it's the right thing to do. A lot has changed since then. Rauner won the primary and stopped talking about unions. Then he won office, and shortly thereafter, unions again became a focus in campaign-style speeches across the state. While both the governor and AFSCME say they hope to avoid a strike or lockout, it seems both are preparing for that possibility. I'm Amanda Vinicky.